International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 7. Day 4. Outline. Roman number 4. The Book of Acts reveals a group of people who live in the divine history by rejecting themselves and living by another life, Christ as the divine life. This corporate living of Christ is the reality of the body of Christ. Capital A. The life that is indicated by this life in Acts 5:20 is the divine life preached, ministered, and lived by Peter that overcame the Jewish leaders' persecution, threatening, and imprisonment. Peter's life and work made the divine life so real and present in his situation that even the angel saw it and pointed it out. Capital B. Paul lived Christ and served God by the all-inclusive spirit of Jesus in his spirit. The divine spirit mingled with his human spirit as one spirit. He lived within the veil, in his spirit as the practical Holy of Holies, and outside the camp, the human organization of religion. Capital C. In order to live in the divine history within the human history and by the divine life in our human life, we need to be vessels open to the Lord, loving Him, receiving Him, being filled with Him, and letting Him be everything to us and do everything in us, through us, and for us. Roman number 5. The Book of Acts reveals a group of people who live in the divine history by continuing steadfastly in prayer and in the ministry of the Word. This is to live in the apostolic ministry in coordination with Christ as our great high priest in his heavenly ministry. Capital A. By prayer we set our mind on the things above and become a reflection of Christ's ministry in the heavens. We depend on prayer to do what man cannot do, to understand what man cannot understand, and to speak what man cannot speak. Capital B. By the ministry of the Word, we impart Christ into others as the heavenly life and power so that they may be sustained with the riches of Christ to live Christ as their heavenly life on earth. Roman number 6. The Book of Acts reveals a group of people who live in the divine history seen in Psalm 68, which shows that Christ is the center of God's move on the earth and the reality of God's activities through the church. Capital A. We need to enjoy the processed and consummated triune God as the life-dispensing and outpoured Spirit day by day. Capital B. We need to dwell in Christ as the shore of the evangelists for the transportation and spreading in the preaching of the gospel. On the day of Pentecost, at least 120 gospel ships, all of whom were Galileans, set out from the shore to spread the gospel. This is the end of today's outline.